This is Duncan McPherson with Pareto Systems from the field. It's a sure sign of spring. My youngest son's final hockey tournament of the season. Great team, great season. They won the regional championship. Couldn't be more proud, and it's very exciting hockey too. So this past week, I was talking to a friend about a couple of great books, one of which is called A Whole New Mind by Daniel Pink. And inside he talked about a number of great things, including remembering who your addressable audience is and how to decommoditize your value. And there's a great analogy about, of all things, a toilet brush. So, I mean, you can buy a toilet brush from Walmart for $6. You could also buy one at Restoration Hardware for $106. So really what it comes down to is not what it is or even what it does, but it's how it makes someone feel. You can't lose sight of that. How do your clients feel about your value? Now, the other book we were talking about was The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, where among other things, he talks about the difference between working in your business and working on your business. So instead of just trading time for money based on your technical ability, it comes down to building advocacy, building a business, and building energy in terms of how your clients feel about belonging to your community. So, you know, it's interesting. I want you in your next series of strategy and tactical meetings with your top 20%. I want you to do an inventory of every service and solution you provide. Show your client, reframe the relationship. Okay, make sure that everything's positioned as part of your process. You're not pitching these as individual solutions, you're positioning it properly. And then make sure after every strategy and tactical meeting, you do an email summary of the meeting, structure and professionalize it, frame it in form. So do a recap of what you talked about in terms of their family, legacy goals, okay, continuity and succession goals, their occupational aspirations, their recreational interests. Money is a means to those ends. How they feel about moving in that direction based on the trajectory of your value is absolutely huge. Remember, the law of resonance says that the value of what you communicate to someone begins after the conversation. How does your client feel a week after a strategy and tactical meeting? It's amplified by your process and your ability to reinforce what was discussed. This is how you invest every interaction into the rest of the relationship. Okay, so hope this is helpful. This is Duncan McPherson from the field with Pareto Systems. Until next time, make it a great day.